Hello.
And welcome to another episode of the Attic Bi-Week Podcast, where we talk about perspectives, reviews, news, and everything of that nature. I'm your host, Eric Pacheco. Today, I want to talk about the importance of affection, non-sexual affection, especially between male friends. And I really can't think of a better guest to have than one of my best friends, Ali.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
How are you today, man?
I'm feeling good, nervous. Man. Yeah, this is the first time I'm doing this. So I'm kind of nervous.
So yeah, how's you just got back from Turkey? How was it?
Yeah, like I've been back at home for like a couple of months, which to be honest, like it was longer than I thought. So when I got back, it took me a while to get used back to Amsterdam, you know. But like I'm very happy to back here because I really missed you guys. Oh. And like, you know, after a while you come here for the university by yourself and you kind of build up a family for yourself.
Yep.
With the close friends you got, and that's the only persons you are actually like family around here.
Yeah, we're actually like just our own family.
That's true. That's very like, true.
Before we go any further, you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you usually get your podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Insta at The Attic Bi-Week. And, you know, send us questions, constructive feedback, and topic suggestions, or say hi.
Don't be shy, guys.
Don't be shy. So, what do I mean by affection between male friends?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see? What do you think I mean when I say affection between male friends?
Like, to be honest, I think the usage of language of love between male friends is kind of surpassed, like, pressed down in our, like, society.
Yep.
Because actually I experienced this too, because I grew up in Turkey, which is like a bit more alpha male dominated culture.
Yep.
And it's kind of a bit discouraging, you know, because you should be able to tell, like, without taking gender into consideration, to anybody, how do you actually feel about them?
Yeah.
Like, if you feel loved, tell them you are loved by them. If you love them, tell them you love them. But like, because of this gender separations, you know, it gets sometimes so hard and people just like be not themselves and surpass their feelings and try to act in the proper way within, you know,
yeah,
like parentheses to their homies.
So what kind of changed how I view that is my past like group of friends back when I was living in America, and now like say I'm in Amsterdam. You know what happened? Like, I couldn't go back to America and all that. And that kind of made me realize that, okay, like, I could lose these people so easily and just out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. There were times where I just kind of regret, like, I should have told them I love them. I should have, you know, acted a certain way instead of trying to just keep that to myself. Because, yeah, maybe you do know your friends, you know, fuck with you, like, love you and kind of, but, like, it's also nice to just hear,
let them know too.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I mean, I would say I got lucky here with the friends I have. Yeah, I got lucky to have met you, all of my boys now that I just mm-hmm. tell you, I tell myself to, okay, just tell them. I remember I used to force you to say love you every time I hung
yeah,
up
and
the
it
phone.
Took me a while.
Yeah, yeah, it took
definitely.
A while. Every time we FaceTime and I'd be like, okay, bye, love you. If he doesn't say it back, I will literally just call him back and it's like, okay, love you, bye. Or text him super passive aggressive, like, okay, yeah, love you, bye.
That's like, but I'm very grateful you did that, by the way, not gonna lie, because I think this, especially this, is, you know, like you're in a technically a comfort zone within yeah. the way you raised and within the, you know, like, you see all of this, like, people around you act in a certain way. So you become, like, part of that dogma without even understanding.
Yep.
So I think that's why it's always good to, like, be in a friendly way. Remind your, like, bros, remind your, like, friends that use the love language more. Because as you said, this is, a collective learning process, you know.
Yep.
You can't do it
yep.
by yourself because you are blind to that side.
Yep.
Somebody needs to remind you that.
Show you, like, you know.
Exactly. So that's why, like, being collective as a, like, if you have a good friend of groups, and guys, I think this is very important because, like, really put some distance between you and with the people who are not actually appreciate the love
yep.
and affection you show them, because then it's like you're just one, it's one-sided relationship.
Yeah, and but, you would never, you know, you shouldn't ever have to just spend your energy on something or on someone and not have the energy like reciprocated back to you.
Definitely, right? Because then you wouldn't go anywhere further, because even though you could give the world to somebody, but other person doesn't want to like take it, then it doesn't matter, you're the best teacher in the world.
Yeah.
It wouldn't change anything.
Yep.
So that's why, like, as a collective group, you know, like sharing language of love, like starting from small things, you know, even like please and thank you.
Yep.
And yep. Starting from the small things and going step by step, because no, like this is a sprint. It's not it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So it's okay to take it slow.
And yeah, it is a habit that takes time, like you said, to build. I want to touch again, like what you said earlier, growing up in Turkey, same with me in Indonesia, how basically toxic masculinity and plays into this, and how easy it could be when vulnerability comes into play with this, right? Mm-hmm. Let's touch on the toxic masculinity part first. I see it is hard to kind of, especially when you're 14, you're 15, you're with your boys, and that's all you kind of grown up with. That's all, you know, that's what you're surrounded yourself with. It is hard to start being that person, because I see you as my brother, right? I
was like, yeah, me too, bro.
Yeah. And it's hard to kind of like even tell you that, tell my own brother, like, I love him. And it shouldn't be that way.
I think the most important variable in this, when you grow up, you don't have many examples around you.
Yep.
So you grow up into a certain economical like state, certain friend environment, certain family environment. And for a long while, that becomes your own only reality. Because if you take a look at my example, I didn't experience to go live in Amsterdam, pick and build my own friend group from scratch, and like all of these things were not happened in that moment. So I was within a certain group, certain environment, and I realized that actually people's like males acting like there's a fucking textbook for how to be a male.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there, like, to be honest, there is no textbook. There is no rule book. There is no way that like males certainly need to be like this, like that, and females need to be like this and like that.
Yep.
That's why I think it's very important to be at first open-minded and try to understand, because a lot of people, including me, when I was younger, it was not a thing that I could learn by myself. But just being open-minded, you know, with actually how could like there could be a different ways to build up relationships with my friends,
yep.
And maybe this could benefit me more. By just having that little thought in your mind, you just remind yourself that this is not the only way. And probably if you, you know, if you believe in this, and like if you're having a bit more open horizon, then you will start to get things by yourself. Like what happened to us when we came to Amsterdam, we were just more open-minded, yep. And we were ready to improve ourselves in some way.
Like what you said, acting a certain way does not make you a man or a woman. You know, you're not more manly, you're not more macho by, say, closing yourself off to people.
Yeah, or like looking in some way, acting like, in some way, wearing clothes in certain type, you know. This doesn't define males.
No, not at all. And that, again, that hinders a lot of possibilities that you can help, like, in your life. A lot of benefits from opening up yourself to, like I said, I've never found this type of love in my life, and it just felt so warm, so I'm so comfortable. I, you know, there are things, because how close I am with my friends, that I was ready to share with them, you know, and I would not share with anyone else. And I just feel a strong like trust between us even more.
Yeah, and yeah. Like I think at some point you also feel like certain protection around you, because
exactly.
Guys, like, to be honest, emotions are real. Like there is no thing such as man doesn't cry, man doesn't need love. You just need to be tough and like act like you never get hurt by someone or something. These are fake. And these are some certain barriers that you build up for yourself to not become vulnerable. And when you, like, from the point you are not vulnerable, you will never receive love.
No. And vulnerability is just so important.
Yeah, because it's a relationship, you know. If you want to receive love, so what do you give back to this relationship? By being vulnerable, you actually put something into that relationship.
What you and Pan have taught me as well is to be more open when I'm struggling with my mental illness. Mm-hmm. Say, you know, I've always had the thought, it's like, okay, I have to keep this to myself. I can't, you know, I don't want to bother my friends about, like, some dumb shit that's running through my head. Like, I don't want them to worry about me. I don't want them to think a certain way of, like, about me. But just being able to have that safe space in, like, in my life, very close to me, it's literally life changing.
Yeah. You and know, like, I think it's that somebody, like, that's something that everybody needs in their life. It's a zone of no judgment, and it's a zone of only love.
Exactly.
Only, like, only real feelings between your brothers or sisters. And if you're just, like, try to, you know, cover this up to show people how cool or how masculine you are, then okay, maybe you're doing something, like, good in your head, but I could guarantee you that you're missing a huge part of real friendship.
And one question I have is, to whom do you want to show that you're this macho, tough man? Who are you trying to show this to? Like, are you doing this for yourself, or are you doing so people look at you in a certain way? Because the moment you start thinking that you have to live for someone else, you have to live for someone else's validation, perception, that's where you're just going to struggle going forward.
Yeah, you know, definitely, because you don't have your values anymore. You are just trying to fit into somebody's or society's values, and you try to shape yourself.
If you look at it that way, then means when you do something, it's basically you kind of care about every move you're going to make because of someone else. And how do you, I'm actually confused, like, how do you not feel constrained by that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. To be honest, like, in my opinion, having tried to put out certain kind of behavior to just to show that you are a real male, and it's more like, you know, you follow a flock. So you see your older friends, and they're, like, acting in certain ways in clubs or in bars, and, like, then your friend group is start to be shaped like that too.
Yep.
And when you I don't know if you've ever been in that situation, but, like, imagine you're in a, like, 6-7 people friend group, and actually that part of a group you are in is actually kind of start to define you, especially when you are young. When you are, like, a young high school teenager, then you start to agree with the group and disagree with the people who are not, you know, who group is not agreeing with.
And these people are the ones that are telling you, like, oh, these certain things are okay to do. You know,
yeah, I mean? Or just the people who are not acting in those ways. They don't even need to tell, because in that age, I think, at least around myself, not many people were aware.
Yep. But that also comes down to how lucky we are to actually get to experience this in here. Because I don't think if I remove myself, say, from home, I would get this type of exposure, this type of space for me, this type of environment. Because, like, in Turkey as well, I know we've talked about it, it's quite similar how we are back home. Like, it is harder to do things like this.
Definitely, because it needs courage, you know. It needs courage. It's in every situation when out of 10 people, you know, 9 of them doing something, and that one individual decide to do the other thing which feels correct for himself or herself, that needs courage.
Yeah.
And courage is something that sometimes we are not able to show it. We are not able to manifest it, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, this doesn't mean that if you are proactively keep yourself aware and move in that certain direction, maybe, yeah, there would be a day you wouldn't feel that confident about yourself, and you couldn't share love. But, like, a day would come because you are proactively try to do something. You know?
Yep. Where do you start being, you know, to show affection to like your boys.
Yeah.
Because you can't just out of nowhere start kissing your homies on the mouth.
Definitely.
Yeah, you can't do that. But so where can we start?
I think, to be honest, the point you could start from is that first you can talk this with your friend group, which you already have, which is very important because you need to be honest with them. You need to tell them, actually feeling this certain type of way and like distancing myself with the love that I actually have for you and try to like stop show this to you makes me feel bad. And I don't like this anymore.
Yep.
And if there could be two situations coming from this, it could be your friend group could agree with you or compromise and try to look at it, try to put themselves in your shoe, or your friend group can act toxic, which I mean that they could call you names, they could make fun of you, and they could try to break you.
Yep.
But I think in that point you need to realize the only validation and only person who needs to love you is yourself at first.
This doesn't work for everyone. Like my roommate, I show affection to him, but he's a closed off person. So the type of affection I show him is not like how I would show to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would just be chilling on the couch, just like snuggling, watching a movie.
Definitely.
Right? Can I put that on the
phone? Definitely.
Can I cut that? Yeah, we could be doing that. But with other people, it might not work. So you also have to learn your friends' love language. Maybe
that's very correct.
You know, because you can't also force this on someone.
Definitely, that's very correct. Because we all have our like comfortable zones or the way we show love. You know me, mine is a bit more physical love.
Yep.
Some people have more verbal love, and some people actually they're a bit more introvert with their love language.
Yep.
And that's also very okay. It's like, as we talk, not everybody would be like very smugly as we are or like very physical.
Yep.
But it's important way is that using the love language that is feels okay in your heart to you, and use it honestly. Yep. And use it like with the power, you know.
Yep. Genuinity.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Genuinity?
Sincerity.
Sincerity.
Yeah.
Damn. I see you. We can close it.
Yeah, it was a good talk.
It was very to the point.
It was great.
This has been another episode of the Addict by Wick podcast. Thank you for listening. And Ali, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, bro.
I'm looking forward for you to be a recurring guest in the future. If you don't go home as often, you know?
Yeah, I really want to. Like this stuff.
Before we go, though, you guys can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcast, and follow us on our socials at The Addict by Wick, and share this podcast with your friends, with your family, or with anyone you think that might enjoy this podcast.
I've been your host, Eric Wichaksono, and for my guest, Ali, we're signing off.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
bye.
Guys. Bye.
That's a wrap. Before I beg you guys to download and share this podcast, I want to talk about my Patreon. So by using Patreon, you can support me and support this podcast. This is just another reason for me to keep pumping out hopefully quality content for you guys to listen to. And, you know, I do have some goals. Like if I reach a certain amount of patrons, I want to upgrade our equipment here in the studio. And if you can't, that's okay too. I am so thankful to have you guys even want to listen to me and my friends babble about things that run through my head. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. Bye.